Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's all about ethics in the digital age. Bart McDonough is here. Bart he's got a cybersecurity credential list as long as your arm, maybe both arms. He's the CEO and the founder of Agio, Agio.com, A-G-I-O.com, a hybrid managed IT company. His new book is called Cyber Smart, Five Habits to Protect Your Family, Money, Identity from Cyber Criminals. I know what an IT company is. I don't even know what a managed IT company is, Bart. I don't know what a hybrid managed IT company is.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of work with firms that might have bits of their IT still in-house, and so they can outsource a portion of it. We don't have to be your entire IT department. Either it's on the day-to-day infrastructure components or the cybersecurity elements. We can augment what you're already doing.
So you're like Burger King. You get it. Your customers get it their way. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not sure we call ourselves Burger King, but we give the client a little bit more control on how they want to run their systems.
That's the 21st century model, and I like it. I'm sure you'll be you have been successful with it. So let's talk about cybersecurity. Why are the bad guys coming down market? Is it because there's more money here? Is it because it's easier? Is it because we're easier marks? We're not as sophisticated. They can't get as much money out of us as they can going after Yahoo. Why would they? Are they hunting? When they go after us, are they hunting rabbits instead of hunting elephants? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, all of the above. So there's a numbers game here. So even if the average dollar that they get from an individual is $500 versus, say, $1 million prize. Not only, these are businessmen on the other side, and they're figuring that the amount of effort required to extract that million is far greater than extracting a few thousand victims on some mass scale. It's almost like a mass marketing, a mass mailer that they're able to do and extract the most funds. And it's very simple at scale. And so where the larger companies might have a big payday, there's a larger risk that they come up empty-handed after spending
months. Is it also possible that the bigger the fish they go after, it's easier for the good guys to go back and find them, to root them out? Whereas little guys, we kind of just lick our wounds and go away?
Yeah, I mean, the entire retribution consequences area in this is pretty minor, whether you're going after the big guys or the small guys. I mean, the reality is the U.S. government just doesn't have jurisdiction in some of the areas where these, cyber crime enterprises are located, places like the Ukraine or North Korea or Syria. The U.S. isn't going to go in there and arrest the individuals responsible, regardless of whether they're hitting Target or a small business.
Right. What can we do to protect ourselves?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing to walk away with, I would say for everyone, certainly right now, is enable two-factor authentication on as many of your sensitive accounts as possible.
Say that again slower.
Two-factor authentication. So that's going to mean two-factor means something you know plus something you have. So something you know is your password, and something you have is going to be your phone that's going to receive a text message or some kind of notification. So you want to – and if you don't know how to set it up for your email or your banking, simply Google how to set up 2FA on, you know, Citibank, on Google, on Apple, whatever that is, whatever your service is, set it up.
Walk us through how you would give us an example of what you would have a two-factor security model on and why.
Yep. Yeah, so all my email accounts, and so the number one email, ahead of even my financial account, and the reason why is usually email is used to reset passwords.
Right.
So I've never heard
of anybody talk about doing two-factor on email. Why would most people would think that would be clunky?
Yeah.
Tell us how it works.
Yeah. So when you log in, you simply just have to, depending on which system you have, whether it's a web-based system, you simply just get a code emailed to you or texted to you, most likely. You enter that code in to authorize you are who you say you are.
But that's not going to help. That's not going to help if you open up a phishing email, is it?
Well, it is if they're what they're trying to do is steal your credentials. If they're trying to steal your password, so you open up a phishing email, you get tricked, and you accidentally type in your password. Well, now just having your password isn't enough. They also need to have your phone. Which is, you know, odds are you're not going to, you know.
So you're saying the process of being successful with a phishing expedition for them, and you let them in, you click on their EXE file, that gives them access to your account, to your password, but it doesn't give them the ability to manipulate your account because there's one more thing they have to do that they can't do, like the phone.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to come back and talk. I want to talk about this some more, folks. This is really important. This is a way of protecting your company from employees who make mistakes, even after you've trained them. Tim Tale, right back with Mark McDonough. His book is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.